This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
Paulie, we're back. Episode 58. Football's it's over with, but let's...
It's over, dude. Let's shed a little tear.
Congrats to LA Rams. Yeah, I mean, LA,
right? another LA championship. This there one during
that's
a non,
three,
that's
non,
3 and 16
months
bubble.
3 and 16 months. What'd you think of the game, man?
You know what? I thought the game was okay. I didn't think the game was like spectacular. I didn't think it was like one of these like, you know, top 10 Super Bowls. I thought the game was good. I thought it could have been a little bit more interesting, even though it was a close game. But for some reason, it just lacked something. It just lacked like some big, huge, I don't know, play or something like that.
Both defenses came to play.
Exactly.
I mean, he had that one touchdown that was huge play, but then you look at the replay, he's freaking throwing him down.
Yeah, he's got him by the face mask. But then the catch by the Chase. One-handed Chase catch.
Yeah, that was stupid. I thought it was the last NBC's calling it the last seven games were all decided by 3 points, the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Besides the wild card round was horrible, but
it should be when you get to this point, dude.
Unbelievable games. Followed by, like, I wouldn't say it's one of the best Super Bowls I've seen, because you know what I didn't like about it is like, okay, so Rams take the lead, and then all of a sudden the Bengals get to the 50. You're like, dude, this is gonna have dramatic finish. And all of a sudden it's 4th and 1, they don't get it, and the game's over. It's just like an abrupt ending, you know?
That's why.
You wanted them to tie it.
I thought the commercials were lame. I mean, if we're going to get outside the game, I thought the commercials weren't that good. It was like crypto everything every 5 seconds. It's like, okay, we get it. It's like the cryptocurrency. And then I thought I was expecting a little bit more from the halftime show. Everybody
wanted to be longer.
Like the greatest. I wanted to be longer too.
I wanted more Stephen Dre. All of a sudden,
exactly. Yeah. No matter what they came out and did, people were going to say that was the greatest halftime show ever. People were already labeling it that from the beginning.
Well, this is how it goes. After every Super Bowl, they go, oh, that was the best game, or that was the best show, or they're already talking into Stafford's Hall of Famer now, or Donald's the best defensive player
of all
time.
Pump the brakes.
Everyone's just want to start. I mean, I get it for the sports shows. I got to have something to talk about so people will.
That's the thing. I mean, if you look at it, especially in sports, all sports, everything. I mean, what's the most overused phrase? The stakes have never been higher. Like, is that phrase not used for every single
GOAT now? It's like, dude, pump the brakes.
Exactly. They're saying, oh, GOAT Super Bowl show, greatest of all time Super Bowl show. Like, the stakes have never been high. Like, dude, come on. Like, relax. Like, every year, next year is going to be the greatest. Watch.
I know, man. I know. So pump the brakes.
But you know what, though? I have to say, you know, as much as I say congratulations to the Rams, the Bengals, dude, they left it all on the field. They did.
A lot of people thought they'd probably get killed. I mean, a lot of people thought they were getting killed. The Chiefs. No one thought they'd be here. I thought they were gonna lose the Raiders and the Titans, and then they beat the Chiefs.
Anybody, either one of those teams could have won that game, and I would have been satisfied. I think. Like, I thought it was a great.
That's what I'm saying. I was kind of bummed that the Bengals didn't get done, but it's fine. Like, it's still LA, so it's awesome.
The one thing I question, can I ask you this? Because I haven't, to me surprisingly, I was watching the Super Bowl at a bar, so I didn't really stay and listen to a lot of the post-game stuff.
Me too.
I didn't really follow it the next time because I was in recovery mode. Like, to me, I thought that was a terrible last play call by the Bengals.
Well, the last two. So you get it to 3rd and 1. And then exactly. I know P Ryan is a third down back, so I get that. But it's just like, I don't know, man. And then 4th and 1, you're
on 4th and 1. Do you not do that? That's the thing. So my question is, on 4th and 1, do you go shotgun because you're just worried about Aaron Donald? Is that the whole reason why you're thinking we cannot run this? We're not going to get by Donald,
dude.
That's why.
Give me a QB sneak or something.
That's what I'm thinking. Just bootleg, roll it out or something, and get 1 yard. I mean, there's so many different plays you could have ran. Why go in shotgun? Were you that worried about Aaron Donald? That's the question that I have.
I mean, I probably answered. And then couple of in-game things, it's like, dude, which I was shocked about, because Bengals have such a bad run, dude. They were stopping Rams the whole time running, and then McVay, dude, and it keeps going back to this. I know they won, but dude, and Stafford, like, Stafford 2 picks, he wasn't even playing that well. McVay, the in-game decisions, but they won, so it's all gonna get lost. But
it doesn't.
If they lose the game, dude, they'd get killed right now.
Winning the race is everything.
Yeah, I know. No one's going to remember, like, any of those.
No, nobody was sore from the Rams after the game. No, nobody's hurt anymore. Winning the race is everything.
I know. And it was just funny because, like, fourth quarter, like, wait, we have the best receiver in the league. Maybe we'll start throwing him to him now. Like, maybe we'll stop running the ball. Like, it finally made sense.
And then he wins the MVP, too.
So, questions about that. Do you – are you – that's been controversy, which I don't really care. But do you think Donald deserve it, Stafford? Or are you okay with Kupp getting it?
I'm okay with Kupp getting it only – but here's my thing. I think they only gave it to Kupp because I don't think there was a clear, outright one – no, there's not one person in that game that jumps off the page and been like, dude
– maybe Donald, though, right?
I would have said
he did change the whole second half, and then he made the final play to –
I would say Donald or Kupp, but I'm fine with Kupp getting it. But I would have said Donald or Kupp. I would have definitely been bummed if they'd given to Stafford. I didn't think Stafford deserved it at all.
Oh, thanks. I mean, besides that final drive, good for him. Yeah. But
I would have given it to the losing quarterback before I gave it to Stafford.
Well, then talk about Joey B. I know we gave him credit, but which I know his O-line sucks, but he kind of played a – dude, he had a chance. He had a chance to score some points instead of settling for field goals. He kind of played a – I know it's his first Super Bowl and he's still young.
Moment bigger than him?
It's mediocre game, which is again, fine.
Did us as the public and the media put all this hype on him, dude? The guy's blown up. The guy's on shirts. The guy's on got phrases all over the cigar. Yeah. Are we the demise of this own of this kid?
Is this gonna be a
Johnny Manziel?
Gets there is this the second be, year and then never come back? I hope not. But
I hope not either. I hope he gets one. I hope he gets multiple. To be honest.
Yeah, so I'm okay with Kupp winning it. I guess Donald, maybe like everyone's saying co-MVP, but you got to give it to one person.
You know what's funny? I mean, I was watching the game, obviously, with Nat, mm-hmm. and it's so funny. We're watching the game, and her focus, here I am, like, talking about, like, oh, who won the MVP, who won the thing, and her, she's all like, God, really? Van Jefferson's wife, like, she couldn't just, like, wait another, like, day? She really had to go into, like, labor now during the Super Bowl, like, just trying to get all the attention?
I know. I just saw the video. He found out right after the game, right? You had to go straight there. I know. We're all just trying to like count our props, see if we're winning money. Then when you watch it with your girl,
the chicks are watching something completely different. It's like they already went to Disneyland. They were at Disneyland yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. They're on the floats and everything at Disneyland.
Who?
Donald was there.
Kupp oh, they're already there. There.
Stafford. Hey, yeah, they went.
Happiest
place. They went Monday. They went the very next day. And
it makes sense. They were in LA. Stone's throw.
And of course the video that's like trending right now is Aaron Donald standing next to Donald Duck and they're pointing at each other like the Superman meme, like, are you Donald? I'm Donald.
I'm Johnny. Okay, but go back to it. So I think it was a great Super Bowl, good halftime show. Let's pump the brakes on Stafford. This is what people are talking about right now. So he's 12th. Okay, is he a Hall of Famer? I don't think he is yet. Do you think This helps his Hall of Fame career, right? But he still has like four seasons left. He's top 12 in passing right now.
This helps.
I think he'll probably, if he plays another 4 years, he'll probably be top five passer yardage.
I think he will, especially if he stays in a Rams high-powered offense that gives him these wide receivers that they have gotten. I think he could definitely be there. But don't forget, dude, the NFL, it's not that difficult of a Hall of Fame to get in.
I know.
That's the thing. It's not Major League Baseball. It's not that difficult of a Hall of Fame to get in. So he could get in very easily.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They just go straight to a Hall of Famer just because he won this year. But like, let's pump the brakes on that too. I mean, he's a hell of a quarterback, and he was in a bad franchise for a long time. He goes to a good team and wins a ring. But I do think he had a hell of a season. I do think his defense kind of carried him in the playoffs, which is fun. But he made the big plays when it mattered. He against the Bucks, they came all the way back. He threw that amazing throw to Kupp, and then had the final drive in the Super Bowl. So, no, Stafford's the man. Hey, his best friend is Kershaw. Did you know that?
I did know that. How many times did Chris Collinsworth mention that?
How many times did he say, no, here's the guy? Dude, I wasn't paying attention. I think it went under. God damn it.
I wasn't paying attention. I was focused on other things.
Oh, and then thanks for everyone who did the Super Bowl contest. That was fun. We'll do that for March Madness for sure.
Yeah, congrats to March Madness one going.
Jimmy and Roxy, you guys were the closest. And, dude, $50 yard gift cards and a shirt.
I know. They're treating us, right? What are you guys buying us?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going with
them. I just want to throw it out there, dude. missed the extra point. I nailed the score spot on.
That's true. I almost just gave it. We almost had you take the yard, right?
23-20, botched extra point, 24-20. I did call Rams 24-20.
Yeah. We called the under.
Gave the under.
We called Beckham. We both like Beckham to score first.
Cup and Beckham both to score. I think our favorite
props, I don't think I did. It was Joe Burrow, 2 rushing attempts. Unbelievable. You didn't go 2.5.
Have you seen the controversy on the Stafford taking a knee?
Did he go under? Was he over his yards and then went under with the knee?
Correct.
That happened so many times, dude. I think that happened with Brady last.
They wanted the Bengals to call another timeout to use their last timeout. And if they used their last timeout, it would have gone under the 5.5. So he landed at 6. So it went over by 1 yard. And everybody who had the under wanted the Bengals to use their final timeout just to make them take another knee. And they didn't do it.
Dude, and some people are betting like 10,000. Oh my gosh. Their house. Brutal. That is brutal.
The kids' college tuitions, all on a timeout and a victory formation knee.
We're just sitting here with 20 bucks on it. Oh, man. So, I mean, it's sad. It was, what do you – oh, question I heard on the sports show today. Most likely to be back to Super Bowl faster, Bengals or Rams?
Ooh, that's a good question. I really like that question. And right now I got to say the Rams. Just off the top of my head, I got to go the Rams.
You got to go the Rams.
The Bengals, nobody really predicted the Bengals to be there this year. The Rams, they built for this. The Rams knew this was coming in their house. It was in their home in L.A., they went out and did everything they had to do.
They went all in.
Office. Yeah.
Well, that's the scary thing, though. They went all in, but how's their – I mean, it's not looking great. Next year, how their team might be totally different. But they went all in, they won. But I'm just saying, do you think they'll be – Bengals are the young team and so is the bright future. But
here's the good thing about the Bengals, though. I will say this about the Bengals. They play in a division right now that I look at the other three teams in their division, and I don't see – any of those three other teams getting better next year, because we know Pittsburgh is losing Big Ben. They're going to take a big step back when it comes to their offense.
Yeah, unless Rodgers goes there, right?
Well, I don't see that happen. But yeah.
And then Lamar,
the Browns are in trouble. The Browns got a lot of issues they got to figure out. Lamar will be back, but who knows what's going to be left of that run game that they have. Yeah. I mean, how many running – they were in like their seventh.
Here's what Bengals need to do. They have a bunch of cap space. Just get all the alignment, dude. You already got the offensive talent. Just get all the alignment. That's what they did for Mahomes in the last offseason.
Definitely.
Which was just, you got to protect Joe, man. Dude, we're talking 9 sacks, 7 sacks. Dude, this guy.
Because again, who knows what's going to happen with the Rams division too, because you got this, all this drama with Murray in Arizona right now, of him unfollowing them and all the, and he's coming out now, all the same. Seattle, I think, is in a lot of trouble.
I would say Rams too, because dude, that like, props to the Bengals for making this year, but they also took advantage of like Tannehill playing shitty and then Mahomes playing one of the worst halves of football I've seen. Like, they took advantage of it. Good for them. And Joe came through. But dude, the AFC, dude, Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, like, I don't know. NFC, who we, dude, where Brady's gone. Rodgers might be gone.
Yep. Rodgers, I don't know. Rodgers,
he might go to AFC. Like, I don't think he's going to stay in the NFC.
But tell me you've been hearing this rumor. Have you been seeing this rumor?
What is it?
About
is
Brady?
Well, he keeps – he's not – what's the rumor?
So I was talking with a guy, diehard Niner fan. I know. I forgive him. But he was telling me that apparently there's this rumor floating around that he's been reading on some of these, like, deep dive chats and all this stuff and blogs.
Yeah.
That apparently, like, Lynch has reached out to Brady to see if he'd be interested to come back one more year and be the Niners quarterback. I don't know.
I know.
Zero validity to that. We cannot, you know, confirm that. But what? What if?
I think Niners would have been in the Super Bowl if they had a decent – I mean, I know Jimmy G's winner, but if they had Rodgers or Brady on that team, they're in the Super Bowl, right? And probably champs this year. And maybe 2 years ago.
It'd be hard to just say definitively, but they probably have the best chance, yeah.
Dude, their defense is unbelievable. And they got Debo, Kittle. If I'm Brady and he's from there, right? That's where he grew up. Dude, I go one more here with the Niners, dude. With that roster.
Bring Gronk.
How many catches that Debo would have? Oh my god.
Bring Gronk just as like a backup tight end.
Oh, Kittle and Gronk. It's like the next Hernandez and
Tucson. I don't know if the NFL couldn't handle it, dude.
That would be amazing. But I don't know. Brady, who knows? That'd be crazy though, huh? But don't do a farm on us.
That's what I'm worried about. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's in Brady's head. I can't get a read on him. Is he one of those guys that just can't get that? Just can't hang it up. He has to come back. And
he is one of those, like, yeah,
he thrives off the competition. If he's not training on the beach in San Diego in the off season, it's like his life just, just seems meaningless. Like, you know.
Oh man. So, oh yeah. Then another thing before we recap this whole, what's this Aaron Donald and McVay retirement rumors?
Go out on top.
If I'm Donald, dude, I'd go on top. Best, probably the best player of the decade. Go on top. And then, dude, everyone's saying you're the GOAT, right? So yeah. If I'm done, I'm like, dude, I'm tired of these guys freaking huge ass the O-lineman freaking blocking me. But if I'm McVay, they're saying he might.
Dude, Aaron
he went all in. What if McVay's thinking like, dude, I just went all in. No, I got no more draft picks left.
That's true.
I got the hottest wife of all time.
Yep. just pull an Andrew Luck. Just be like, sorry, guys, I'm out later. I don't want to play anymore.
He might, dude. Let's say he's going to pull like Pete Carroll. Remember he left when like all those sanctions about to hit?
Yep.
So McVay's like, okay, we'll win. And then next year, ooh, cast pace not looking good.
You see the writing on the wall.
But he's 36 years old. I don't see it happen. 36 years old. What is he going to do? He'll be bored after a year, 2 years.
No, he loves it, dude. He loves it. He needs that little man coach he has pulling him back off the sideline. He loves it. He loves this stuff, dude. He's eating it up.
He wants to run down the sideline again when someone's
exactly, exactly. And dude, why would you leave right now? You're in the best situation, dude. You're coaching in Los Angeles. You got probably arguably the nicest stadium in the entire country. You've been to two Super Bowls in
4 years.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I don't see it. He has no reason to retire, I think.
I don't see it either. I think it's. I do see it with Donald though. I wouldn't be surprised. Would you?
I would not be surprised. No, NFL, dude. NFL players, the smart ones get out quick, dude. The smart ones make the money. Especially go out. It's like Vegas, like dude. Yeah. It's like Vegas. How many times we've been in Vegas and we just stay at the table one too many times, bro. You gotta get your money and get out. That's what NFL is all about, dude. You gotta get your money, stay healthy, and get the hell out.
Well, that just showed because that last time we were there was just you and I there. All the smart guys left.
Exactly. We're staying at the craps table. It's just us two on the opposite ends throwing back and forth. One more roll, bro. Just famous last roll, words. Dude, one more roll.
This table can't stay cold all night. One more roll. Dude, as we keep
one more roll. Stuff. We're going to turn it around.
All right. So that's hell of a football season. Thanks for people following along with our locks. And
how many more days till?
I think it's 254 days until football season. I saw it on Twitter today. So start the countdown, right? And then parades tomorrow. So here's tomorrow. Okay.
LeBron,
Mookie,
LeBron chirping.
First LeBron started it. LeBron, it's all about him. You got to remember that. But he wants
of course.
But here's the thing. So they want to do a joint for Dodgers and Lakers since we couldn't, of course, with the 2020. It would bring a lot of fans because I don't, with the Rams parade, I don't think there's going to be a ton of people, all right? Because obviously it's a Lakers Dodgers town.
You're absolutely right there. It's a good point. Absolutely right.
So bring that would be good. But dude, the fact that like celebrating 2 years later is kind of like, especially what the Lakers are going through right now. And then
I don't like it.
Give the Rams their you know, cred, you know.
First off, is it even possible? One, baseball's locked out. Can the players even like the baseball players couldn't even come in?
Marcozzi said it works out perfectly where everyone could show up. Well, the thing with obviously not this is a whole different Lakers team, but as long as AD and LeBron show up, that's fine. But the it's Dodgers, I guess they're able to. Their Dodgers are able to since they're on lockdown, and then Lakers will be on All-Star break, so they could do it. But I think just give it to the Rams. It just happened. Nah. Like everyone's gonna be talking. Everyone's all the fans out of there are gonna be all talking about Dodgers and Lakers. Where it's like, dude,
exactly.
2 years ago,
it was 2 years ago. I'm with you 100%. Nah, they just let the Rams do the Rams right now. You know what, Lakers? You want another parade? Win it again. Dodgers want another parade? Win it again.
I agree. So, and did you see? It's only half a mile, the parade, or like a mile?
Oh, it's a shortened one.
Is that usual? It usually happens. How long are they supposed to be? I don't know. What's the average?
We haven't had a Laker parade in over, 11 years? 10, 11 years, right?
Yeah, and then the Dodgers. So yeah, we didn't have one. And so that was 1888.
That's
so.
The thing. I mean, we haven't had any other parade except the Lakers. I mean, what was the – but the Kings too. So we haven't had a non-Staples.
Well, the Kings, they parade. Did what? They did South Bay, right?
Yeah.
I think. Okay.
But that's why. So at least when the Lakers were doing it, they were starting at the BWP building.
Yep.
Downtown.
They're gone.
And they were going all the way down to Staples Center. If you're the Rams, what are you doing? You going from like LAX to SoFi?
They're going to the Shrine to the Coliseum.
Okay, that's very, very close. Those two landmarks are not far from each other at all.
Am I going to end up at SoFi? Why not?
I don't know. That's what I would do. I would open up SoFi, let the fans come in, sit down, let the parade finish on the field, put up a stage, celebrate right there. Yes.
You know, nothing beats last year's boat parade though for that's Tampa Bay.
That's very true. Tell me, you said what was the Gronk thing I was watching where we were showing? Oh, have you seen the commercial Gronk of why he has like he's like, oh, I had to build 9-foot doors in my house and I got a trophy case and he shows like one of the Lombardi trophies completely fully dented up.
Oh, because that one year he dropped it, right?
Yep.
Freaking Gronk, is he gonna play for Burrow or no?
I wouldn't waste that on there. So you got a great tight end.
Yeah,
you're right. You get the O-line fixed, dude.
It's the O-line. Fixed.
That's the actually, focus. Gronk that's the focus.
Actually, Gronk just as good as blocking too. Oh, what else we got? So that recaps the NFL. Sad. It's kind of sad, right? But at least the LA team won.
Yeah.
Let's get into more sad stuff.
Sad stuff. Who had a worse week than Kanye? I mean, Kanye had probably the worst week of all of us, right? The worst weekend.
Are you going to go to a game like that with the thing over your head?
Have you been following that drama? Side note. For have you been following the Kanye drama?
Not really. I don't know. Kanye's my boy. Well, used to be. Now he just...
Pray for Kanye, bro. I need some help. He's in a dark place.
A lot of people were wearing masks at the game. I saw that. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad dude,
my favorite's the Garcetti talking to somebody. Is he holding his breath the whole entire time?
Yeah. How was he able to? Yeah. That guy's a legend. Well, we can't get canceled, so we'll just leave it at that. Oh, but let's go to something else sad. Lakers. So they lost three in a row. They're sitting 26-31. One more game tomorrow before the All-Star break. We didn't make any trades. No fire of the coach. So it's just going to be, this is who we got. Is this a good, I know it's probably not a good thing because we're playing like shit, but at least there's no more like drama going forward. I mean, there are probably still going to be drama, but at least we don't have to worry about any trades or firing or just go play basketball, right?
So here's the thing. The front office said they didn't want to make trades because they didn't like the options because a lot of the other teams were asking for draft picks. So we held on to our draft picks.
Yeah.
I guess that's the positive to look out of all of this, that at least we have our draft picks now. So is that basically the front office of the Lakers saying, you know what, we're focusing on next year already.
I think we're focusing on the next
season.
I guess. And then the funny thing is, it's like AD like and
mail it in.
We had a trade set up to get healed and. But AD and LeBron wanted Westbrook. And now, I don't know. It's turning out to be bad. Like that Saturday game. I don't know if you got to watch it. They played well against the Warriors. That's why you're like, and they still lost, though, of course.
Well, they lost by one, right?
That's by one. Clay was on fire. But I don't know. Any positives? I guess we have undrafted rookie Reeves. That guy looks like a player, right? Nunn might be coming back. I don't know. We keep THT's bringing up
none, go.
At this point, I think he's THT's got to go. LeBron can't hit free throws. Listen, he'll probably end up as the GOAT. But, dude, it boggles my mind that he can't make free throws. It's insane. How does he miss free throws?
He's got the yips, dude. This is just so frustrating. I don't even know what to say anymore because it's like – now the report is also that I guess AD and LeBron had a say in the trade on the final day. Have you seen that report where they basically had their finger on the trigger? They basically had the final say what they wanted to do, which we all know already. I know. LeBron's in charge.
Oh, of course. We already knew that. So
do you keep benching Russ? What do you do? This is why I'm glad they didn't fire Frank, because Frank is between a rock and 50 hard spots, dude. Frank can't win in this situation.
Oh, I know, because if we had come back and I turn it around and say we win, and they're just going to say it's because LeBron and AD. They're like,
exactly. That's why it's not Frank's fault. You can't fire Frank. Does absolutely nothing.
I agree. It does not. It does nothing, dude.
The only thing you would do, the only reason why you fire Frank is to let LeBron be player coach, and that way you don't have to pay a coach. That's the only thing. That's the only positive of
firing That's happened Frank. Before with what, Magic did that?
A couple, it's been done. It hasn't been done in a long time, but it's been done before.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but there was a couple quotes. What was that after the Bucks loss? It's like, as Lakers fans, how are we even supposed, even when you got LeBron and AD saying, it's like, do you think you're can beat this team can beat the Bucks? He says, no, we're not, we can't beat the Bucks this year. We're not even close to that. So can we win a championship this year? No, right?
No. Right now we'd be lucky to get in playoffs.
We're lucky to get in the playoffs.
We're two games ahead of Portland, the team we just lost to.
No. Oh, and then
this is not a championship.
Suns and team. Warriors. I mean, you were at the Suns game, bro.
Dude. Went to the Suns game, yeah.
We can't beat a team like that, right? Those guys are unbelievable. Huh?
They're solid. Just watching them play, they got phenomenal chemistry. Phenomenal chemistry. I was just watching them. It's like they just know where everybody's Chris Paul's on unbelievable. The court at all time.
How many assists did he end up with? Like 15, probably.
He had a lot, but I mean, just watching Booker, dude. Like the kid's a gamer, dude. I like watching him play.
It is crazy watching them play, and then you watch the Lakers. You're like, dude, it's just a huge difference.
Errant passes just flying out of bounds all the time. It's just a huge, huge difference. And you could see the Suns are in a class of their own.
Yeah. So Lakers, we'll see. I think they probably need the All-Star break. Let this drama die down a little bit and then just go in the second half, I guess, with nothing. I mean, if LeBron's going to stay stuff like that, just play the second half with no expectations, right, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Just get in the dance and then go from there. But
that's the thing. Get in the dance right now.
I mean, he seems fine about it. He was at Super Bowl dancing. It's fine, right? So if he's fine,
everything's fine. Everything's fine. This is the meme. Everything's fine. LeBron's sitting in the room. He's the dog. The whole entire room is on fire around him. Everything's fine. He don't care. He's getting paid, dude. He knows his career has how many years left.
He just wants to play. He just wants to stick around to play with his son at this point. He's already done everything else. Dude, he just passed. He
broke the record. Kareem, yeah, bro. Kareem.
What
yeah.
else does he not? I think the only thing he needs is what? How many rings does he have? Three?
Four? Two in Miami, Lakers. One in Cleveland, one in Lakers.
Four. So he's two away from MJ. I know he wants to pass MJ, which he's not going to do on the Lakers.
Yeah, he's got
He's probably four. Looking at the Cavs right now. He's like, shit, look how good the Cavs are now. They're like the three seed. He's like,
well, which Laker has the most?
Kobe and Kobe's Magic got are four. Tied. Kobe has five.
Kobe's up. Okay.
Then, oh, Robert. Maybe...
Well, oh, yeah. Ori was around for a while, huh?
Magic has four. Kobe.
Well, who knows? But I bet LeBron's probably he probably wants to be the leading Laker player to have the most rings. That's probably what it is.
How is he supposed to do that? He's not going to. I know he's still playing at a high rate, but dude, you can't with this roster. You're not going to win. So that's another wasted year. Last year, AD gets hurt. Who knows? We probably still wouldn't beat the Bucks. I don't know,
dude. I'm talking to a Laker fan, a girl I work with, diehard Laker fan. We were talking about this because it actually came. We were talking about this morning because it actually came up. I don't know if you know. I saw Stephen A. Smith, who I get all my news from Stephen A. Smith, obviously. Basically, was saying that maybe the Lakers are looking at this all completely wrong. They're trying to shop Russ. What if you shop AD?
That's what Stephen A. Smith was saying.
You know how much you could get for AD?
Oh, like right now? Oh, that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Stephen A. Smith says
he's just saying bold strategy, Cotton. Bold strategy, but I mean,
that's insane, right? He's the reason we won the ring that year, obviously.
Yeah, but he could also be the reason we don't win if he's getting hurt every 5 seconds. He's getting
hurt every time. You're saying this is like the best time to get someone from.
Yeah, but like who? Maybe you sell high right now.
Yeah, but who are we gonna get? Who's if it's not Durant, Giannis?
I was gonna say, if we get Durant.
No, Joker. I think freaking that's crazy.
Joker.
All right, then we'll give him Westbrook too. Then give us Djokovic and dude, Djokovic and LeBron could probably win the ring together for sure. Just them two?
Yeah.
No, we can't trade AD. But you're right.
I don't think Dallas. I don't see Dallas giving him up. Though. That's the thing. I think Dallas.
They want him to be the next Dirk.
The problem is, though, I think Dallas is going to make a mistake. Dallas is going to pay him so much money that they're not
going to. There's going to be no around him. Supporting cast upset, around him, and then yeah, exactly. He's just going to be a Lillard, and then just like be a beast, but never win.
Exactly. That's a great analogy right there. Yep.
So we'll see. That's Lakers. I mean, I know we always sound like a broken record, though. I mean, once it changes, we'll start talking better things about them. But I mean, what's there to say?
It's tough. It's tough being a Laker fan right now.
It really is. If you're a Rams fan, you're happy though.
It's tough being a Lakers fan, and now it's even worse.
Oh, okay. So another thing, pitchers and catchers were supposed to report today. What are we doing here?
Yeah, pushed a week back, they said. And this is gonna be one of those things where we're getting an update. Remember the Trevor Bauer updates where it was just like, oh, suspension is longer, pushed longer. We're just gonna get those updates now. It's just gonna be pushed back another week,
The MLB season start on time?
At this point right now, I would have to say no.
But according to Edgar, too much money on the line, right?
That was a few months ago. That was a few months ago when the lockdown started. Now the fact the two sides are just too far apart at this point, I think. Yeah. I don't see how they are bridging this gap right now. I don't see how it's going to happen.
And with football season ending, we need something. I know we got March Madness coming up, but we need Dodgers, dude. What are we doing here? Because we might have Lakers playoffs, so we got something to. What's up?
Might have Lakers might playoffs. But the good news is, it looks like we're going to have Kings playoffs.
All right, man.
Kings are holding right now.
Okay, just hold the line, right? Hold
the line. Steady the ship.
They got Oilers tonight.
Yes, and then that's the thing. So the good thing is they're, I think, 4 points back out of first place, but they do have a couple games in hand because of that long break that they had. So win those three games, and you're tight, and you're in the lead.
I like it, man. And we got how many more games left?
30. Right now they're at 47. Yeah, we still got about like 2.5 months left.
Okay.
Yeah, about 2.5 months.
All right, dude. I like it.
Don't forget, we did take that break. We did take that winter break that wasn't typical that we didn't do. So,
and how come the NHL guys aren't playing in the Olympics this year, huh?
Yeah, I think it's a COVID thing. I think it's a contractual thing. I think it was just not a good time.
Other years, they go and they take a break from NHL and play, right? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, they take a 2-week break.
All right. What else was I going to say?
And I know usually I got an Olympic update. I've been off the Olympics. Too much sports this past weekend. It's too much sports.
I know you missed a lot. Tell
me. UFC fight Saturday.
Explain to me. Can you explain? You had a wild weekend. Can you explain to us about waste management, bro? Your weekend at the waste management.
To be honest, I don't know if I can explain it, dude. I just, words can't put it into like how incredible and how amazing. And I'll be honest, I'll tell you this. I feel that I am fully jaded. I do not know if I could go back. That's how serious I am. I do not know if I could go back. Two hole in ones. At the 16th,
we talk Saturday. You're like, of course, the day I'm not there, and you're like, there's no way it's gonna happen.
The day that I'm not at the 16th, he hits a hole in one, and I'm just looking at him like, are you kidding me?
You're like, let's go home.
We didn't go. I'm not even joking. I said, like, dude, let's go home. So we go back. We go back Sunday. We're in the skybox at the 16th.
Unbelievable skybox, by the way. Dude. Oh yeah, video, dude. That video is over 1,000 views.
Shout out to Out Front Media, thank you, dude. And then the hole in one, I just don't even know, dude.
You were mid Coors Light while I was in the air.
I must have taken about like two sips from my Coors Light, and Nat just got a brand new fresh vodka cran.
Yeah,
all free, by the way, completely free. You're just like unlimited open bar. That's why you wonder why everybody's throwing their drinks.
It's all open bar there.
85% of the people at that hole, it's all open bar for them. The general admission, the grandstands are the only people that have to pay for drinks. Okay. Everybody else surrounding the hole, it's all completely free, 100%.
That's amazing.
I took two sips of the can, twist top can bottle. Took two sips. That thing was chucked out of my hand and
thrown if you got them, right?
Exactly. By the time everything calmed down, be like, all right, I'll be right back. Went and got like two more.
Dude, was it kind of like, at first, when you hit the hole, was everyone kind of like, that just really happened? Or that people were just going nuts right away, dude?
No,
it
took you instantly.
A second. Just, yeah.
instantly, the minute the ball dropped in the cup, you could look up and there was just already just drinks flying. And
dude, how long did it take for level. The crowd to settle down a little bit? Was it just insane? Oh my.
Because you figure the crowd's going nuts. They're still staying at the tee box.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he was the second one to tee. He was the last one to tee.
I know, poor guy. On Saturday, it's the other guy saw the tee off. I was like, how do you be after that guy? It sucks.
So they were hanging around. They finally walked down to the green. Mm-hmm. He reaches in. He threw his ball in the crowd. I got to give him credit. But did you see the video? There is a picture afterwards. That guy who caught it ended up meeting up with him afterwards. After
that's
the 18th.
Awesome.
And he signed it, not a graphic.
He signed it, and the guy got to keep it.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep it, and they took a picture and everything together.
Dude, that is awesome. Who was the first one? It was Sam Ryder, and the second one was Carlos Ortiz, right?
Yep. Legend. Tequila's on Ortiz. I have to say, dude, because we were in the middle level, so there's three levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were in the middle one, and we were in the open, so, like, there's a level above us, and everybody's throwing stuff, and instantly you just feel it. You just feel it. It's just like a shower. It's just like
but
a
no
rain
one cares,
shower.
Right?
No Nobody cares, that cares whatsoever. Nobody cares. It was like a rain shower.
Only some Karens would if they're there, but there's no Karens at an event like that, right? Yeah.
If you're there, dude, you're there for one reason. You're there to see
party
a hole-in-one, and you're going absolute apeshit.
So where would you rank that on one of your top five, like, live sports moments?
So here's the thing. When we got there and we were watching, and before the hole-in-one happened, I was saying to myself, like, dude, this is epic. This is phenomenal. These seats, this box seat, skybox, the 16th, like, come on. Like, yeah. Everything's free. Just tacos, wings, everything just catered buffet, just all free. We're just stuffing our face. I'm like, you know what? This is up there. I'm going to put this as third. I'm going to say that, to me, seeing the AC Milan versus Inter Milan Derby in Milan was probably my number one. And then I was going to go with the Singapore Grand Prix Formula One, which it was up there. Then the hole-in-one landed, and it was just, no, this is the number one sports moment I've ever experienced in my life, no doubt about it. Being
that
there
is fucking awesome, bro.
Seeing the hole in one, throwing any can, any cup,
dude, yeah, what sporting event where you can just toss your full beer? If you toss your full beer at any other sporting event, you're done, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing, we had finished a couple already, and I left them all on the counter in our seats because we had a full, like, counter, and yeah. There was a couple empty vodka crayons. There was already empty, and I just was throwing whatever I could get my hand on throwing. One dude, the dude sitting in front of me, he ran out of stuff to throw. He ran to the bar to get, because you can just take them out of the, you can actually, if you're getting a beer, like a soda, you can just take them. Yeah. And he ran. I watched him crack open a Blue Moon can. He took like a big gulp and then just threw the rest of it just because he could.
Oh my God, bro. That's insane.
Yeah. So it's number one for me. Number one, hands down.
You always are going to remember that, bro.
Exactly. That's why I feel like I said, like, I don't know if I could go back. Like, well, I've hit the pinnacle. Yeah, I've hit the pinnacle.
There. That's true. You really did. Cause you're never going to be able to get that experience again, right? With the free drinks, the hole in one. You know, exactly. Next year there's no hole in one next year.
And
no
I was way. Looking, so we looked it up, and it's pretty cool because at the tee box of the hole, they actually have a big, huge plaque. It's on a rock.
It shows, right? So now
it says show all two the guys. Nine people. So now it's,
and you're gonna be like, 2022. I was there. That's the year.
And what's crazy is in the last before this weekend, it's only happened three times in the last 25 years,
which is insane. And of course, the GOAT did it, Tiger.
97.
Yeah, 97. That's awesome.
The last
dude.
One was Molinari 7 years ago, and they said they made an announcement that a hole in one hadn't been hit in just over 20. It was like 2,800. There's been 2,800 people that tee off from.
Was
the
there
16.
A bet that you could have done that day? I'm sure there was.
I'm sure there was. Damn, man. I'm sure there was, but yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Incredible.
And then next, I know you say you're not going. Never going back, but dude, if we're at Radio Road next year on the pod,
that's the thing. Super Bowl's in Arizona next year. Super Bowl's in Arizona.
And Waste Management, same weekend. Dude, that's a hangover calling.
Every Sunday. But dude, I gotta admit, dude, to the people who are operating that tournament,
yeah,
that is one of the most organized sporting events I've ever been to in my entire life. 200,000 people every single day. And it works like clockwork.
And how would most of them are all hammered? And it's, and they just,
yep. It's the people's open.
That's why reason, dude, that. That's why the guys always. That's why all the big names played that course. They freaking it's the love
people's
it, man.
Open. The people's open. I mean, just the
and ride you were there for alone. You were there for when Higgs and Dahman took off the shirts too.
Legends. That caused another frenzy. People would just started chucking beers, and you could tell like you could tell some of the we didn't on that one, but could tell like some of like the purists of the game were like getting mad, like, no, stop, you're not supposed to throw it only for a hole in one. Stop throwing your drinks. Like, I was like, dude, come on, dude. He said he was gonna golf play the 16th hole golf with no shirt on. They were chanting, take it off. The whole stadium was chanting, take it off.
Especially with Tiger not playing right now. Golf needs this, dude. Come on.
Exactly. But epic, dude. Epic.
Epic. That is Super Bowl, dude. Great Super Bowl. You had your best sports moment. Lakers still suck. No baseball
still doesn't about. Exist.
We still got March Madness.
Still losing games. Still
losing to USC. Unbelievable. Let's not do a joint parade.
No.
As much as we're diehard Lakers and Dodgers, but, dude, I just wouldn't feel right.
Let's just stop putting a microphone in front of LeBron's mouth right now. Let's just stop doing that, because like everything he says just has to be like headline news. LeBron wants a joint parade. LeBron eats tacos on a Tuesday. Like, oh, my God. Oh, sorry.
Anything else? No, the Djokovic, that's not really – he's not going to – but they're lifting the mandates, right? So,
yeah, the Djokovic thing, that's I'm not worried about. It's just – I think it's noise, because you look at even London right now, England and Wimbledon, they're lifting the mandates. So, come Wimbledon, he's not even going to need – it's not going
to
matter.
And we still have to wear the mask to go get a freaking water at a store.
Exactly. I'm not mistaken, we're the only county in the country, right?
Yeah, I think the only county that hasn't ended it. Riverside's good. We're the only one.
We're the only one. Los Angeles County is the only one.
Yeah, that's great. It's real great. Everyone seems to be coming around.
I'm not.
Oh, maybe. Let's see. I mean, yeah, maybe we'll do another one this week. It's kind of like the week at the Super Bowl is kind of like
a little slow.
Yeah, I don't know what to talk about on Thursday after talking about All-Star. I don't know.
A little slow. We'll get back into the swing of it. We'll get hockey going. We'll get some March Madness, which is coming up right away. So
yes. And then Champions League. What'd you think today?
Champions League.
Unbelievable. Wow. Mbappe. Dude, that was unbelievable.
If I'm sporting, I'm saying just end the fight. Do we have to come out the second half?
Dude. Like,
poor Sporting. Just end the match.
That was elimination stage?
Double. It's home it's and
double.
Away.
Oh, okay.
So now
they have to go. Now they
exactly. It's like just end the fight. Like, can we just save money? Do we need to fly now? Like,
so now they have to go. Okay. So, but who plays tomorrow?
Tomorrow is a pretty decent. Let me pull it up. I think I want to say is Juve tomorrow. Why am I losing this?
I think Bayern plays right.
Bayern coming off a really bad loss too.
What the hell was that?
So yes, tomorrow we got Salzburg at home against Bayern. And then I think this is a big one, dude. I think everybody is expecting Liverpool to get through against Inter.
They've been playing well lately, huh?
Dude, watch out for Inter. Inter just lost that game to Milan. Then they drew Napoli. They
drew against Napoli, okay.
The 1-1, or my bad, I gave you the over in that.
But you did say 1-1. Both teams to score.
So but dude, this is how Inter always does it. This is something stupid. Watch. They're not playing great, and then all of a sudden they show up and they'll beat a Liverpool. And this game's in Milan. So I mean, you don't want to give up the away goals to Liverpool. Yeah.
Well, see, those are great games right there. Well, Bayern should handle, right? You don't see them lose. That was a bad loss.
Yeah, they should win easily. But again, dude, I mean, if you're sporting, like, oh, I feel bad.
You just I know now they have home. To go make the travel. They have to go make the travel and actually do that. Yeah. That's terrible.
What do you do? Just rest all your guys and just focus on the league. The league games they play don't again? Even. It should be in like 3 weeks, I think.
Oh my dude, it's terrible. That sucks.
Yeah, but happens to the best of them. That's hey, you know what? They're getting paid though. That's a lot of money to get to this round. You just it's just like the Citadel playing at Alabama. Man City just showed up in Sporting, and you know what? Sporting just got a nice fat paycheck for playing in this round of 16 for the Champions League. So
it's all that matters. All right, man. Well, hell of a football year, dude.
Big football year. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Let's do it all over.
We going to the Riv? We going to the Riv this weekend?
Might have to go, bro. I might have to go. If we do, we're posting. Are we going to witness a hole in one? Probably not.
If we're going to the river, we're going to the par three. And we're just going to sit there and just
can we throw beers?
Collect cans. I will. If I get kicked out, you know what? No big deal. I don't plan on going back to the river anyway.
Oh, man. All right, bro. We'll do this again.
All right.
Later.
Later.